Environmental groups say it's time to reduce the amount of arsenic that's allowed in the average glass of drinking water. Arsenic occurs naturally in many drinking systems, and research shows that exposure to arsenic is linked to some forms of cancer. The Environmental Protection Agency was all set to tighten the standard when the Bush administration said to hold off. The White House was responding in part to pressure from managers of small water districts who say the new rules may be very expensive to implement. NPR's Larry Abramson talked with the manager of a water district in southern Maryland.
This story is about a very painful question. How much is each life worth? The answer depends on where you're sitting. From the point of view of water manager Steve King, it looks like this.
It doesn't make sense if you're going to save one person, cost you $1 billion to save that person. It's not that people want to see that individual die, but that money could be used to save a whole lot more people who may not be getting adequate drinking water that's clean from a microbiological standpoint. It doesn't have pathogens, viruses, that sort of thing.
Steve King steers his pickup across the water district he supervises for St. Mary's County, a pretty place surrounded by the Potomac and Patuxent Rivers and the Chesapeake Bay. Water customers here will not have to pay $1 billion, but King figures his district may have to install more than $3 million worth of equipment. Rates in some neighborhoods could triple. King says there are lots of other places he'd like to spend that money, like the $100,000 it'll take just to paint a local water tower. He wants clean water, but King says there are many ways of achieving that goal.
We have people in St. Mary's County that are still using dug wells with buckets to get their water. All that money is taken away from trying to solve these problems that people need to get solved just to get basic clean drinking water.
Right now, the numbers are working against Steve King. Today, the EPA allows 50 parts of arsenic for every billion parts of water. During the Clinton administration, the agency proposed lowering that level to 10 parts per billion. A handful of the wells in this county are just a smidge over that limit, 3 or 4 parts per billion. Nevertheless, King says he'll have to install just as much equipment as he would if those wells were way over the limit. I asked King why he doesn't just buy the best system he can and bring his levels down to 0.
Well, we could, but if it ends up being raised to 15, 20, then we've spent a lot of money and done a lot of engineering work, some of which won't be used.
St. Mary's County is growing fast, and King is always on the lookout to dig new wells. The water here is close. Just drill down 600 feet, and there's plenty in the underground aquifers that lace through the earth.
I think this key will unlock that lock. This is also where the test well was just drilled.
King unlocks a chain across a gravel road. It leads to a test well that state engineers have just dug down to the Patapsco Aquifer in their search for new supplies. If the water is arsenic-free, it could save King the trouble and expense of having to clean up old wells.
We've been hoping all along that the Patapsco will provide an alternative source of supply that we can use as an alternative to having to put arsenic removal facilities in for this community.
King and other water chiefs are now lobbying the EPA, arguing that the agency hasn't taken all these costs into account. Today, the water in his district requires minimal treatment, just a touch of chlorine to kill any bugs. Arsenic removal will greatly complicate that job. Back in his truck on the way to his office, King says he's worried that water rates will continue to climb if the EPA doesn't stop at 10 parts per billion.
We got to remember that it's been stated in writing and verbally by EPA that the ultimate goal is to bring the level down to 0. If it drops down to 5, it would cost us about $34 million just in St. Mary's County. You multiply that by the other counties in the state of Maryland, it's an awful lot of money.
Environmentalists and health experts have a strong case in their campaign to tighten arsenic rules. The standard of 50 parts per billion has remained unchanged since World War II. But scientists disagree about just how low the new standard should be. When the EPA picks the final number early next year, Steve King will be on pins and needles, waiting to see just how much it will cost his customers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, St. Mary's County, Maryland.